word of God for our consideration today is recorded in Job chapter 19, verses 23 through 27. Here we read, "Oh, that my words were written! Oh, that they were inscribed in a book! That they were engraved on a rock with an iron pen and lead forever! For I know that my Redeemer lives, and he shall stand at last on the earth, and after my skin is destroyed, this I know, that in my flesh I shall see God, whom I shall see for myself, and my eyes shall behold, and not another. How my heart yearns within me." Have you ever considered the words you would like inscribed on your tombstone? It may sound morbid to speak about epitaphs at Easter, but in light of Jesus' resurrection on the third day, it's not morbid, but a message of hope. Whether or not it will happen, I don't know. Still, I've always thought it would be nice to have these words from Job 19 etched into my headstone. "I know that my Redeemer lives, and he shall stand at last on the earth. And after my skin is destroyed, this I know, that in my flesh I shall see God, whom I shall see for myself, and my eyes shall behold, and not another." Why? Because death is not the end. You and I, as believers in Jesus, have hope. Because of the events of that first resurrection Sunday, we can be assured that we too will be raised up from death and the grave. It is as St. Paul wrote to the Corinthians in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 23, "Christ the firstfruits, afterward they that are Christ at his coming." Or consider Peter's words in 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 through 5. "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled and that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith for salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time." Because Jesus rose from the dead on the third day after suffering and dying on the cross to pay the just punishment for the sins of the world, because the tomb was empty when the women arrived to anoint the body of Jesus, because he appeared to the women, to Peter, to two on the road to Emmaus, to the 11 in the upper room, and even to more than 500 people at one time, most of whom were still alive at the time of Paul's writing, we can have hope and the certainty of our resurrection on the last day. Jesus said in John 14, "Because I live, you will live also." These words would mean little if Jesus did not rise from the dead. If Jesus did not rise bodily from the grave on the third day, we would still be dead in our sins and without hope, as we read in 1 Corinthians 15. But the Bible tells us in verse 20 of 1 Corinthians 15, "But now Christ is risen from the dead, and has become the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep." It tells us in Romans 4:25 that Jesus was delivered up because of our offenses, and was raised because of our justification. Jesus paid in full for our sins and was raised up on the third day, showing that God accepted the sacrifice of his Son, and that we are indeed justified and forgiven when we place our faith in him. Jesus' resurrection is proof that we and all who believe in him will be raised up to the eternal joys of heaven when he returns on the last day. Therefore, we can say with Job, "I know that my Redeemer lives, and he shall stand at last on the earth. And after my skin is destroyed, this I know, that in my flesh I shall see God, whom I shall see for myself, and my eyes shall behold, and not another." Though we die and decay in the grave, our crucified and risen Savior will raise up our bodies to life, and we will see him who died for our sins and rose again to give us life everlasting. And as John writes in his first epistle in chapter 3, "And we will be like him." "I know that my Redeemer lives." What comfort this sweet sentence gives. We pray. Oh, my risen Savior, grant that I live and die in the confidence which your resurrection gives, and raise me up on the last day to the eternal joys of your kingdom. Amen. Scripture is taken from the New King James Version, copyright 1982 by Thomas Nelson, used by permission, all rights reserved.